personal advisor.
Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good morning. I'm sitting here with my cup of coffee, which I'm going to always have this morning. Irina, you have your cup of coffee. Did I make a good cup of coffee this morning? I just want you to tell
the
everyone.
The only reason I am sitting here is because you brought me a cup of coffee to bed.
Oh, and if I hadn't, you wouldn't even be here with us right now.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is an interactive show. If you're joining us for the first time, we talk how to look good, feel good, and, of course, have great sex. And we'll give you our numbers for us to call. Today's topic, although we have a topic, you're always, always welcome to call in and ask any question about medicine, and we're going to give you an integrative, natural, be responsible for your health answer pretty much all the time. That's what our job is. There's lots of people ask me all the time about, what do you think, Dr. Mitch, about coffee? You think it's good for you, not, or whatever? So I'm going to start off the show by telling you with Irina what our thoughts on coffee are, to number one. And then number two, I'm going to bring on a guest who can give us a lot more information where my education, Irina, stops. So let's go first into coffee from the perspective if it's good for you or not. Now, I'm going to drink it. I always look for all the articles and things that say it is good for you.
I know, right? How convenient.
Well, I mean, you know, you have to. That's what everyone does. You know, you support your position with what you find. Everybody.
But there is a lot of studies about benefits of coffee. It's true. It's not like it's difficult to find.
No, there's tons, and I just want to bring up one study, which was a meta-analysis. A meta-analysis is a group of lots of like studies. And then you make some sort of statistical correlation to the like studies relevant to what you're trying to prove. Now, yes, you could pick and choose the studies you like, and often that's what happens. But there was a meta-analysis of 127 studies that says if you drink 2 to 4 8-ounce cups. Now, we often say 5-ounce. It's not. It's 2 to 4 8-ounce cups. Now, that's a good amount of coffee, mm-hmm. right? Each day, there are tremendous health benefits. So let me give you some of the health benefits of the meta-analysis so we could start off the day with a positive note. First of all, it reduces your cancer risk of up to 20%.
Any specific cancer or in general?
Breast, prostate, I mean.
The ones that we see most commonly.
Right. So that's a good thing, right?
That's a good thing.
Okay. Second, it reduces your risk of type 2 diabetes by 30%. Okay.
Well, that's good.
Okay, so let me just take a zip of my coffee because that makes me excited.
So you think you can have the bagel later?
Mm-hmm. I think this gives me a chance to have a bagel. It reduces your risk of Parkinson's by 30% also. Not bad. And according to this, it reduces your risk for heart disease by 5%. And
it's rich in antioxidants.
Very
right?
rich in antioxidants. And there was a recent study said that it doesn't cause dysrhythmia. We talked about that. It actually may decrease dysrhythmia. So unless you're very sensitive to coffee,
Or if you have underlying disease already, right?
Yeah, or something underlying. It seems to be a superfood. But like any superfood, it has its limitations. And I think we should bring that up. And one of the things that I think is that many of the plants across the world, now one plant only brings up one pound of beans. So we want to make sure we're drinking the right amount and the right way. So when I come back, I'll tell you what I think the culprits are. But then I'm going to bring on a very interesting gentleman who we met on our honeymoon, actually.
Yes.
And we're going to bring him on. He's very, very knowledgeable. He's a roaster, but not a roaster for Starbucks. Starbucks doesn't even like him. So we're just going to bring him on, and he'll tell us all about what the real problems are that we didn't even know. Our number here, if you want to call in, ask any question, is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. Good morning, everyone in San Diego, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM, and CRN1. Talk World. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back.
One in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And while most people only think of the physical effects, there's something else that occurs in 98% of all cases. Vicki Dinges, Senior Vice President, Corporate Responsibility at Allstate.
Financial abuse is an invisible weapon used by abusers to control their victims. It's the number one reason women stay in or return to abusive relationships. When denied access to money, banks, even jobs, women feel powerless to care for themselves and their children.
Despite the major role financial abuse plays in domestic violence cases, local domestic violence programs strain to provide financial services to survivors. That's why the Allstate Foundation developed a curriculum 10 years ago to help domestic violence survivors regain their financial independence.
The Allstate Foundation's Moving Ahead curriculum has helped nearly 800,000 survivors rebuild their lives. It's free and available online and through domestic violence programs across the country.
For more information or to get help, visit the Allstate Foundation's website, purplepurse.com.
Okay, we're back. I'm drinking my coffee. By the way, I wanted to tell you, Irene, you look extra specially beautiful this morning. I just want you to know that.
Oh, thank you.
It may be the coffee that's doing it, but I'm not sure.
What it is.
Maybe the combination of things. But coffee is an interesting thing. And I started to tell you before the break that coffee itself is very healthy. There are things that make it unhealthy. For example, because the plants have a lot of fungicides on them, they're using a lot of fungus. They're using fungicides to kill lots of the problems. And by doing that, of course, it's soaking into the bean and you're putting it in your French press and soaking it in the water. And that's not a good thing. The other thing you have to think about is if you're using tons of sugar, you know you're only supposed to have a certain amount of sugar. If you're using tons of sugar in your coffee, that isn't making it either. And if you're going to use the non-dairy creamers, which are pretty much partially hydrogenated oils, you know and you've heard about them before, they're terrible for you. I mean, if you use a little bit of, cream, that's okay. I don't think it's a problem. But I think we need to go back directly to the coffee. Mike, how do you drink your coffee? Let me ask my producer today. How do you drink your coffee, man?
I just take it straight, black, strong as it possibly could be, right into my veins.
My kind of man.
We like
that. So we're talking about coffee. Anything's up for grabs. Call us at 855 Dr. Mitch. That's 855-376-4824. Now, we're on our honeymoon, right? We're going to go. We're at Yosemite. We had a great time, of course. Did the show from up there last week. We're back home again. We're driving along. We're going to go to...
Just exploring, basically.
Exploring.
Yep.
And we smell coffee like, oh, my gosh.
In the car,
through the windows, with the air conditioning on. I'm thinking, is someone, like, pulling my leg here or what? Are they firing coffee into the car? So we look to the left as we're driving, and we see this thing, this place... that basically is, you know, it's not like a major castle or anything, but it's a place that says coffee, roasting... You know, get a cup of coffee, whatever. And we're smelling it.
So you stepped on the brakes.
I step on the brakes in the middle of this. We're going 55, 60 miles an hour. We hit the brake. I said, we're going. We turn around. We go, figuring we'll just get a cup of coffee, say hello. We end up spending in this place an hour and a half talking to this guy, Jerry, who's one of the most knowledgeable guys, crazy as an owl in the woods, as far as I'm concerned. But, hey, I could say that he's my guest on the show today. But knows the coffee roasting business like no one I've ever seen. Tells us why, hows, and everything. I'm sitting there with my mouth open, drinking a cup of coffee, looking at my beautiful wife, and trying to get through with this guy. His name's Jerry. It's Mariposa Coffee Company. A little nondiscreet place with the best roasting, best coffee I've ever had. Now, I'm not here to do an advertisement for him. I'm here to learn about coffee. Jerry, thank you for getting up early in California and coming to our show. Welcome, and I'm glad to have you here this morning.
Dr. Mitch, thank you. Good morning to both of you, and good morning to all your listeners out there. I hope they're all drinking a smooth cup of coffee.
Well, let's talk about that, because you are the expert. I've never seen – first of all, the education in roasting was amazing. But before we even get there, I want to know the pitfalls of coffee. You know, people go to Starbucks. We spend $5, $6, $7 there. We go to Dunkin' Donuts. We drink coffee there. We go to 7-Eleven. I don't even know if you have that in California. We drink coffee there. But the truth is – there's something about coffee that could be problematic. I want to know the problem so I know how to miss those pitfalls. And if it's in the hands of the roasters, tell us. If it's in the hands of the planters, tell us. Give us a little bit of an education. How do you know you're getting a clean, good, and a healthy coffee that's going to give us these reduced risks and all the things I was talking about in the beginning of the show?
Well, You don't know. And that's one of the problems with the coffee industry in this country. It's really hard to discern and use what knowledge you have on choosing coffee. You have to taste it. You could see the way they're brewing it. You could see the way they're handling it. If there's not passion about the coffee, if it's stuck in the corner in the back of the store, and you know what? Go somewhere else. That's the way. I don't even bother tasting other people's coffees anymore when they bring them to me. I really want to know the source. And it's not the farmers. The farmers are amazing. We choose farmers that take care of their orchards. And they tell me if we take care of the orchards, they'll take care of us. That's the type of farmer we want to buy coffee from. And there's a process that's called stumping of the trees. And the farmers that do that get a better yield and get a higher quality coffee, no matter what country it's grown in. So they'll take their trees and they'll see that the branches are getting long and the yield isn't as great, and they will sacrifice a year of harvest to stump those trees and to create new growth. Those
basically, Jerry, what you're saying is that, you know, you have to take care, like God said, pretty much, you know, we're supposed to leave the land fallow every 7 years, give it a chance. So with these farmers that are willing to cut their yield a little bit and cut these trees down, they're going to get a better yield. Sounds intelligent to me. It really does.
Well, Dr. Mitch, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It sounds really intelligent. Let me ask you about pretty much most beans are the Arabica beans. And pretty much that's what coffee we drink everywhere. So a bean is a bean is a bean, but it's really not. And what I need you to tell us, Jer, is, you know, high altitude. Like I'm drinking right now your coffee. By the way, it did arrive on our very first cup of home coffee by yours came this morning. Yesterday, I'm drinking it. Irene and I are drinking it now.
It's absolutely
It was fast.
It's delicious. It came fast. But, you know, we were talking about it. You know, the Arabica beans, you harvest or you get them from many places. What's the difference between a bean that's high or a bean that's low in altitude? You know, where's
oxygen.
The differences coming?
Oxygen.
Tell me about it.
Oxygen. Okay, so the farmers that have the premium land at the top of the mountain, there's less oxygen, so you have a longer ripening period. So the coffee bean gets denser and develops more of what is necessary to give us that flavor that we like. So, yeah, those are the best coffees. And with the climate changing the way it is, we're seeing coffee now growing in the foot of the Himalayas in Nepal, which is exciting because that's going to help the farmers there. It's going to increase their income by about $250 a year because they're now harvesting coffee. And that's exciting. But in some of the other areas, the climate isn't getting as good. So the farmers have to adapt to that. And that's what we need to be helping them to do. And you know, it's going to create better coffee for all of us, you know. And by the way, I want to interject this. I didn't know you guys were on your honeymoon. That is awesome. I want to break into this. I just want to say you and Irene kind of inspired me and my wife to try some of the old Love Potion recipes that I came up with and have learned from old timers over the years. So if you want to talk about that later, we will.
That's great. I want to talk about Love Potion number 9. I like the song from a long time ago. I probably would like what you're going to say. So stand by. We're going to go to a break. We're talking to Jerry Mariposa Coffee Company. Sort of non-visualized. It's a small guy. But boy, can you smell it? And boy, am I enjoying that right now. And I'm learning so much about coffee. We're going to come back and ask Jerry some really interesting questions and really learn more. Mike, I hope you're learning as well. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. We're going to talk coffee today because I love coffee. And here we are at AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM, and all our friends at CRN One Talk Radio. We'll be right back, of course, right after these messages with more on coffee. I'm Dr. Mitch.
This is brought to you by AbbVie. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, yet many of the approximately 3.4 million Americans infected with chronic hepatitis C may not be aware of the damage the disease can cause. Dr. Julio Gutierrez.
Many people with chronic hepatitis C may not feel any symptoms, but what they're also not feeling is the possible long-term damage the virus may be causing.
If you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C, talk to your doctor about your options. Find out more at hepc.com.
These days, here in Los Angeles, the cutting edge is the edge we all want to be on. And if you want cutting edge Mexican food, go to the Mercado chain, Mercado, Mercado Taqueria, Maradentro, and Extra in downtown Los Angeles. It's both classics, and it's also a new wave of dishes, things you've never tasted before, plus great, amazing cocktails. They do wonderful things with tequila and with mezcal. And Mercado, Mercado Taqueria, Maradentro, and Extra, the best Mexican food in the new wave.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Mitch here with Irina, talking today coffee, my favorite beverage. A beverage pretty much the favorite of the world. Billions of cups serve every morning. But do you know what you're drinking? Is it the right stuff? Are you putting the wrong things in it? We're trying to figure that out ourselves. And there was a study actually came out of Los Angeles suggesting that drinking coffee can cut your risk of colon cancer by as much as 50%. That is huge. And actually, it was reported from Los Angeles, but it was done at the Kalit National Israeli Cancer Control Center in Haifa, Israel, showing that coffee does reduce the risk. Now, 50%, if you add vitamin D to that, that's tremendous, isn't it, sweetheart?
It's wonderful, yeah.
I mean,
if you drink the right type. So
if you're drinking the right type. Now, of course,
we
have our expert, Jerry. We're going to get Jerry to move to Florida so we can have our cup of coffee ready every morning. If he roasts in our house, you know how great it would smell?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Jerry, by the way, is the owner, along with his family, his wife, his lovely wife who I've talked to, and his daughters work for him at Mariposa Coffee Company, a small company that's a roaster that gets basically all these different roasts from all over the world. You can order directly from them if you like at MariposaCoffeeCompany.com. It's easy. MariposaCoffeeCompany.com. MariposaCoffeeCompany.com. Jerry, thanks for being with us again. I'm going to go back to what I started with. Pretty much most coffee is Arabica beans. We're trying to give the education to our listeners today to figure out that all coffee is not created the same. We're going to go to roasting in a minute. You have bags of beans from all over. I mean, Africa. I just got some African, Peruvian, which was high. You did tell us that the beans that are the highest, denser taste, they're the best ones. What else changes the flavor of an Arabica bean? What else is important to know about the beans before we get to the roasting process? What do you say?
Well, let's see. Soil. Soil is important. Amount of rainfall is important. All of this. Not necessarily are the highest beans always the highest quality. That's usually the case. But there are lower altitude coffees that are just brilliant. They're beautiful. They're bright, crisp, they're clean. And they're farmed right. A lot of the farmers farm biodynamically. So they're not using any chemicals whatsoever, not even fertilizers. They will farm using nature, which is what I like. So, yeah, anything with passion is going to taste better than something that is just, controlled by that means of corporate farming, so to speak.
All right, so here I am. I'm a doctor. I'm on the radio. I've written several textbooks. My wife is a nurse practitioner. And we consider ourselves in medicine pretty elevated. We literally teach three or more thousand physicians a year. And yet, if you said to me, Mitch, what do you think about where would you get your coffee? I would go, I don't know, Jerry. I mean, I don't know if the beans are good or not. Again, how does the layperson, without having a Jerry in their back pocket, let me know that there was a good rainfall? It was high. These are good beans. Again, I'm staying on the beans, and then we're going to go to the roasting component. How do I know?
Look at how the beans are stored when you're buying them. If you're going into the grocery store, if you're walking into a specialty shop, how are they stored? Does the proprietor of that establishment know what he's doing? If he's storing the coffee correctly, if he's selling it correctly, then there's a good chance that he's buying the beans responsibly. That's what I look for. Is the place clean? Come on. That's what you need to do if you are a consumer looking to purchase something that you're putting into your body, that you're ingesting, eating or drinking, and just looking at that. There's no labeling on coffee. There's no truth in labeling on coffee. We can say what we want. We can sell this coffee as Kona and charge a bunch for it like a corporate company did at one point until they got caught. And then you have all kinds of smuggling in the countries of origin. So if one country, like let's say Guatemala, gets the cup of excellence, then the neighboring countries are smuggling their coffee into there and selling it as Guatemalan. It's very interesting and complex and political. In the coffee industry.
All right, so stay with us, Jerry. When we come back, the questions are going to be as follows. How long can you keep coffee once you take it off the shelf, whether it's ground or it's in the bean form? And then what I want to ask you is, how do we go ahead and look at the roasting process? Because I always thought the oily bean had the best taste. People say that, and then I find out that's really not true at all. We're coming right back with Jerry from Mariposa Coffee Company, Dr. Mitch and Irene here. You're talking coffee this morning, our favorite drink, at 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. If you'd like to ask Jerry or any of us a question, we're listening right through AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM in San Diego, CRN1 Talk Radio. We'll be right back with lots more about coffee. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. That's 800-716-9903.
One in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And while most people only think of the physical effects, there's something else that occurs in 98% of all cases. Vicki Dinges, Senior Vice President, Corporate Responsibility at Allstate.
Financial abuse is an invisible weapon used by abusers to control their victims. It's the number one reason women stay in or return to abusive relationships. When denied access to money, banks, even jobs, women feel powerless to care for themselves and their children.
Despite the major role financial abuse plays in domestic violence cases, local domestic violence programs strain to provide financial services to survivors. That's why the Allstate Foundation developed a curriculum 10 years ago to help domestic violence survivors regain their financial independence.
The Allstate Foundation's Moving Ahead curriculum has helped nearly 800,000 survivors rebuild their lives. It's free and available online and through domestic violence programs across the country.
For more information or to get help, visit the Allstate Foundation's website, purplepurse.com.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Ron Maniloff has lived through decades of hot, sunny weather. Visits to his dermatologist to remove skin cancers, called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, were routine.
I've been living with CSCC for the past 30 years. They always showed up as dry patches on my face. I never thought it was anything to worry about until they started to get bigger and spread.
Every year, an estimated 700,000 people are diagnosed with CSCC, the second most common type of skin cancer in the U.S. Although readily treatable when caught early, CSCC can turn deadly in advanced stages, and in the southern half of the U.S., deaths from CSCC may outnumber deaths from melanoma.
I had never seen such rapid invasive growth in my life. It was terrifying. People need to be proactive in asking their doctor questions and learning about all available treatments.
CSCC is caused by a lifetime of sun exposure, among other factors. Learn more at skincancerquestions.com. This report is brought to you by Regeneron and Sanofi.
So we're talking coffee this morning, while Irene and I are drinking our delicious cup of coffee.
Hey, I ran out. I need refill.
Oh, I would have gotten you in the break, but you should have told me, sweetheart. I would have gotten you somewhere. I'll even let you have some of mine. I have a little bit left over. But caffeine has so many great research articles. Coffee really does a lot. Scientists that actually talked out and did a study out of Australia, and there was a report suggesting that two cups of coffee a day, because of the increasing up of metabolism, will also encourage weight loss, something that's important to pretty much everybody listening. So this morning, my expert, Jerry, from Mariposa Coffee Company, one of the owners along with his family-run business, in the middle of the Sierras, basically, Mariposa, California, a lovely, non-pretentious area and town. People are just amazing. And Jerry, who took the time and to just show us how he roasted everything, really really helped us understand coffee a lot more than we did before. And so we asked him to be a guest today. And we're going to go to the question now about the bean itself. When I look at a bean, I have so many people say, well, I like an oily bean, and that has the best flavor and everything else. But I understand differently now that that may not be the best way of roasting to an oily bean. Educate us, Jer.
Well, it used to be that, yeah, people would think that the oily bean was the freshest bean and that the drier bean was stale. But that's not the case. The oily bean has been stressed to the point where the oils have bled out of the coffee themselves and are now exposed to oxidation. So No, not necessarily that's good. People have been weaned on that flavor, so some people like it, but I don't happen to like carbon tasting coffee. So a coffee that's been medium roasted at a little bit of a lower temperature can bring out more of the subtle flavor notes and the character of the coffee that I think is safer to drink. The darker coffees contain too much carbon, or what the industry calls caramels. But that is just a nice way of saying that the coffee is contaminated with carbons because it has been burnt and it has been stressed. It goes through a violent process in these barrel roasters. I mean, high heat, stressed, oil bleeding out, no good. So a little bit of spotting on the coffee of the oil is fine, but totally saturated, no way. And then it's impossible to store that in a really good way because that oil is going to oxidize very quickly, and in 3 or 4 days your coffee is going to taste like tobacco.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But you know what? And we won't mention any names since this is a national program. But there are national companies that have built their reputation and get from us lots of money for a cup of coffee. And the beans are really, really almost burnt. So that's really different. And that means that we're drinking stuff that perhaps is oxidated fats that can't possibly, Jerry, be good for you, and from what you're saying.
No, and they're looking into that right now. There are studies being performed for actual legal briefs to bring the class action lawsuits against these types of coffees, or to get them to stop doing that. So it's a narrative that they were able to convince people that the oily coffee was the better coffee, but it's not. And quite frankly, I don't understand it, because that coffee is weighs less, so there's more volume. You're paying the roasters are losing money on the darker roast unless they're adding water back to it, and that's called the quench in the roasting process. If they're not dry roasting and they're adding water back to the coffee, then it even complicates it even more, because now you got the problem of mold.
Yeah, tell us about that, because we started talking about it when we were there last week. There is a mold issue with coffee. Now, that scares me, and I want my listeners to know that that's no way could be possibly healthy for you. So talk about that, please.
Right. So let's go back all the way to the 1700s. We're colonies. The British are selling us tea. They have a tea tax. We hate it. We buy coffee from the French. And the coffee comes over in ships as ballast. It gets wet. It gets moldy. And then we don't like it. We apply a root to it and to make it try to taste better. We send it back. It comes back French roasted. By the way, that's where we get the term French roasted coffee. It was moldy. It was so moldy that they had to roast it so dark to burn off the mold, and then the bags came back stamped French roast. All right, so molded coffee, very bad for you. I don't know exactly what it does. You are the doctor with the alphabet behind and in front of your name. You would know more, but I know it can't be good for you. And I know that the kidneys in our body can't be happy with trying to filter all that stuff out. So mold in coffee is bad. Started out in the green bean, and then now it's gone all the way to the roasted coffee as well. So you store that coffee in the wrong place, and that mold is going to grow. Your coffee is going to taste earthy. It's going to taste flat and shallow. No good.
What were you going to say?
Tell us a little bit more about the storing.
So yeah, how do we store it? Because we just got, you know, we're into the Mariposa Coffee Company thing. We're like, you know, huge fans now of Jerry. So we want to know, like, we got our coffee yesterday. So what I did, based on your recommendation, well, first I put one pound is ready, already working, and I grind as I need it every morning. The other pound I just put into some like a plastic thing, and I put it in my freezer is what you told me. But how long do we really have? Tell us about really when you buy something, whether they buy it from you or the store, how do we store it? How much time do we have? Some say put it in refrigerator. Some say never do it. Depends on who you read. Give us the real down low.
Okay, so So this goes back to knowing where you're buying your coffee from. So back in the day, when baking soda cost more than coffee, they used coffee in the refrigerators to absorb all of the odors. So why would you want to put it in the refrigerator and have your coffee taste like sour milk or something? Okay, so you freeze it. You freeze it. My coffee you can freeze. There's no water in it, so it's not going to crystallize. The oils are not splashed all over the outside of the beans, so they're not going to ferment. My coffee you can freeze. Most coffees in America you cannot freeze. You need to keep it in an airtight container somewhere and just let it stale, because that's what it's going to do, because it has carbon dioxide in it, and that carbon dioxide is going to destroy the coffee. You have to the coffee.
All right.
Outgas the coffee.
All right, outgassing the coffee. We'll come back with that thought. Hold it with you, Jerry. We're talking to Jerry from Mariposa Coffee Company. I'm Dr. Mitch Irina, trying to give you the best way to help yourself. 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1, and CRN One Talk Radio. All right, what do we do with our coffee? How do we stay safe? We'll be back to talk about that in a moment.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
One in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And while most people only think of the physical effects, there's something else that occurs in 98% of all cases. Vicki Dingus, Senior Vice President, Corporate Responsibility at Allstate.
Financial abuse is an invisible weapon used by abusers to control their victims. It's the number one reason women stay in or return to abusive relationships. When denied access to money, banks, even jobs, women feel powerless to care for themselves and their children.
Despite the major role financial abuse plays in domestic violence cases, local domestic violence programs strain to provide financial services to survivors. That's why the Allstate Foundation developed a curriculum 10 years ago to help domestic violence survivors regain their financial independence.
The Allstate Foundation's Moving Ahead curriculum has helped nearly 800,000 survivors rebuild their lives. It's free and available online and through domestic violence programs across the country.
For more information or to get help, visit the Allstate Foundation's website, purplepurse.com.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Okay, if you want to call us and you want to ask a question about coffee or you're just listening, that's okay, too. Our number is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. If you have any question you want to type or leave a message, you can always go directly to our website, which is imconsult.us. Simple. imconsult.us, and you'll be able to get a hold of us. Our guest today, hopefully you've been listening because he's really giving us a lot of great education on coffee, is Jerry from Mariposa Coffee Company in the Sierras, which we had the pleasure of visiting with last week when we were on our honeymoon. So, Jerry, I guess we'll go right to this outgassing, because you said I can freeze your coffee, other coffees I can't. And then that will go directly to the question, which there won't be any answer for, is if when you buy coffee from anybody else, you don't know what the roaster has done. All you know is, well, the beans are from Africa or they're from Peru or from wherever. But unless you know the roaster, which you never know when you buy a cup of coffee, you really don't know whether you can store it in the freezer or not. Now, in your case, I can put it in the freezer. Once I do, I assume I can keep it there for how long before I have to take it out and use it? Is it good forever in the freezer?
Well, no. 90 days, I think, is great. You're going to lose some aroma, but you're going to also have the taste. Incidentally, they did find coffee in one of the tombs in Egypt, which was very interesting. And, of course, you know, the curiosity was to brew it and see what it tasted like. And I heard it was really awful, very woody, because it's not going to last forever. And once right. it's roasted, okay. it's going to start staling, you know, immediately as it comes in contact with the air. The problem in coffee is outgassing. It's the gases. So if you don't have a way of outgassing the coffee properly and you have to leave it out into the open air to let the gases percolate out, that's a disadvantage because the coffee never gets a chance to fully develop its potential of character. So I developed a way of using inertia, centrifugal force, to draw out the gases very quickly, and then you saw how I stored them in those large antique mason jars that were glass, and then sealing them up and letting them repose so they could cool naturally without the air damaging any further.
And you also took the water out, right, Jerry? You also used filters to get the water out of it.
Yeah, you were using filters to get the water out.
Irene, thank you. The sweating process, I learned about that in an encyclopedia from the 1900s. There was an Italian family that was working on what they called the capping process, you know, a way to get the water out. They knew about mold back then. I mean, the first decaffeination of coffee was processed in 1900 in Germany, 119 years ago. So it seems like we're going backwards sometimes in our education of coffee, and sometimes that can be good, and sometimes it can be bad. Barrel roasting is not good. I don't like it. I roast in a manner that's called fluid bed, flash roast, single pass chamber, which means that the heat source passes through the coffee beans once. It doesn't rotate with the coffee in a barrel. The coffee is an absorbent. In Japan, they grind coffee, mix it with pineapple syrup, and soak in it to draw out the toxins of their body. It ferments to 140 degrees. It sounds wonderful. I haven't tried it yet, but I hear it works. So there's all different kinds of things that you can do to store coffee. I like to freeze it. Some roasters say don't freeze it because their coffee has water in it, and you don't want to freeze that. It crystallizes. So, 90 days in the freezer is good.
So now, since I have you, we've learned so much from you today, Jerry. And I think what people don't know, too, is when you talk about all these vanilla flavor, this flavor, caramel, they're additives. That's why I'm sticking directly with the coffee itself. In other words, the coffee bean, which you've educated us, and especially the roasting process. So now,
hold on. I like the flavored coffee, like the vanilla hazelnut. Is that not good? Well, tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, well, okay.
Irene, it's fine. A lot of these flavorings that are used, the good high-quality ones, are designed for coffee. They're designed to be used with heat, so they create a vapor when they hit the hot coffee, and that vapor is absorbed deep into the coffee, so you get that nice flavor. There's nothing wrong with flavored coffees. And also, naturally, you can get hints of berry and florals in some of the coffees, the higher altitude coffees. You can get that, what they call the estate coffees. By the way, I stay away from anything that says estate because that denotes that it's going to be way more expensive and you're going to be spending money that's not necessary. Single origin farms is what I look for. I like that type of coffee. So if I'm a consumer, I'm looking for single origin farms, staying away from estate and staying away from coffee that, you know, you really don't know where it's coming from, or you don't know the source. You don't have a relationship with the roaster. You know, I like to think of myself as your private roaster. And, you know what I know. And that's what I want to teach you. And I like to teach other roasters the fact that what they're doing is dangerous. Roasting in a barrel and burning the coffee is creating carcinogenics. And as a doctor, you know that's not good. That's not good.
Yeah. So, Jerry, we're going to come back in just 1 minute. We'll have a short segment when we come back. We're going to go right to the love potions that you were talking about. And I'm going to come back, and Irene and I will finish up the show by telling people reasons that we should be drinking coffee. Jerry from Mariposa Coffee Company. We'll be right back. Our number is 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. imconsult.us. Get lots of information there. And you'll see the show if you want to hear it again and learn again what you've been hearing from Jerry. It'll be posted there, so certainly you can get there and get to it. AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1. Thanks for getting up and joining us with your cup of coffee. Now you'll know how to get real good coffee, too. CRN1 Talk Radio. When we come back, we'll give you how to get the coffee and how to make some love potions. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back.
This is The Entertainment Answer. Was it a stretch for Nick Jonas to voice a villain in the new animated Ugly Dolls film?
I always say if I haven't had my coffee in the morning, I can be a bit of a villain. So it wasn't hard. I just went into the voice recording sessions without coffee, and I was right in there. It was perfect. But with Lou, it's a little more complex than that. Deep down, he really just wants to be loved and accepted for who he is, and he's got a lot of things about him that he needs to change to evolve and become a better person and see that journey unfold.
Ugly Dolls, rated PG. For This Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
This is brought to you by AbbVie. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, yet many of the approximately 3.4 million Americans infected with chronic hepatitis C may not be aware of the damage the disease can cause. Dr. Julio Gutierrez.
Many people with chronic hepatitis C may not feel any symptoms, but what they're also not feeling is the possible long-term damage the virus may be causing.
If you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C, talk to your doctor about your options. Find out more at hepc.com.
We are the Debt Destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a Debt Destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch, just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Oh, yes, to Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, I am Dr. Mitch here with Irina, my wife, and wonderful practitioner. Mariposa Coffee Company in the Sierras, that's where I'm getting my coffee from now on. And everything we're learning today is from the master roaster, Jerry, who really, really understands coffee. Jerry, tell us about these love potions that I sort of got you back. Irina and I sort of inspired you to get back on. I'm sure your wife will like that, too, so. What is it?
Yeah, she loves that. She fell asleep after she drank it. So here's the deal.
Wait, what? How does a love potion, if you give it to someone, they fall asleep? That's not love.
All right. Okay, so our conversation was infectious. You guys were so awesome and enthusiastic. So I looked at my old notes, and I got some of these love potions that were given to me over the years, and the maca root from Peru. It's grown in one place in the world on this plateau, along with the really nice high-altitude Peruvian coffee. And maybe it was because it was a little old, old, or maybe it was 40 years of marriage. But when I made this for her and brought it to her in bed and then went in to brush my teeth and come back, yeah, she was sound asleep. So anyway, it's just one of those things. But yes, there's a lot of love potions with coffee. It's amazing. The different cultures all over the world have their aphrodisiacs, anything to stimulate the libido. And to me, it's amazing learning. So the first one is very interesting, and this was Frank Zambelli. He was working at DiMaggio's as a maitre d' there, and I was making espresso coffee and for that restaurant, and he was telling me about this elixir that he would make, a love potion, if you will, that seemed to work on all the wait staff there, the waitresses. And he would take he would take the espresso, and then he would take green coffee beans, and he would mash those into a paste. And then he would put that paste in coconut, unsweetened coconut milk, and let the coconut milk absorb all of the nutrients, all of the vitamins, and all of the magic of that green coffee bean, which, by the way, is one of the most perfect foods on the planet if you could take it raw. but it is really hard to swallow, let me tell you. It's medicine. So anyway, he would add that potion to the espresso, and he swore by it. So I thought that was really interesting. And then go ahead.
Go ahead. Tell us about the other one. We're getting a little low on time, but go ahead. Tell us the other one.
Yeah, I know. Quick. Okay, the maca root mixed with cocoa, cinnamon, honey, mixed in your coffee. It acts like a ginseng. That's
good.
Really a nice love potion.
All right, listen, Jerry.
Go ahead.
I want more information. I want you to make it. Forget it. I want you to make these. And I think, because I had you on our show, and I think Myrina would agree, that you should be sending it to us as fast as possible. That's what I'm saying.
That's a good plan. Yeah.
So I think it's only fair that we're the ones that you send it to, you know, as part of the, you know, being nice to us. Anyway, just to really revamp and go over summary real quick before the end of the show, coffee has major benefits when it's roasted and gotten properly, and it has no junk in it. It just everything that Jerry said, it increases, improves your performance athletically. It has lots of antioxidants. It gets your mood better. It can lower heart disease. It helps with diabetes, brain function. Even your liver is helped and relieves stress. You want great coffee? Check out Mariposa Coffee Company. Just go to MariposaCoffee.com. That's MariposaCoffee.com. Or call 209-742-7339. That's 209-742-7339. Thank you, Jerry, for being here. My love, thank you so much, too.
You're welcome.
And we're going to go drink coffee. I'm waiting for his potion. I hope it's going to arrive within Love Potion within a couple of days. I'm going to be waiting for it. Until next time, everyone, God bless. Be healthy, because that's what this show is about, how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. I love you, sweetheart. Love you, audience. And, Mom, I love you, too. We'll be back soon. Thanks, Mike, for everything. And I am Dr. Mitch.
CRN Digital Talk Radio.